Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated, internationally syndicated motorsports show. Brought to you by the award-winning father and son car building team and the hosts of the show, Bubba and Tom.
All right, on. Good morning, Bub. Beautiful sunny morning in South Florida, man. How we doing?
Hey, man, doing pretty good so far. I'm already out there in the main facility just cranking away on another Marlins ride and having a lot of fun so far.
Lots of really good stuff going on here at BEM. You want to talk about those rains yesterday, Bub? Swamp boats out in front of the facility, people having swamp buggy races and banging into things out there.
Hey, listen, dude, I didn't know what was worse. The fact that there were literally there was a car that was floating down our street, that there
three
was
of them. Three
there
of
was
them.
A SWAT team and there was fire trucks blocking off roads while this just runaway CTSV was cruising down the road with no one in it.
One of which we found out belonged to a sheriff's deputy here locally. We wound up going out and towing that thing onto our lot to get it out of the middle of the street.
Man, dude, so this is my concern. So am I more worried about the fact that there's a brand new $100,000 CTSV floating down the road unmanned? Or am I more worried about the fact that you're driving the Polaris around to try to pull cars out of the floating river?
How about that? Or was I more worried about you finalizing the brand new GT, the Bubba Edition GTX1, and getting it out of there? Good morning, my beautiful bride. I'm out there. Hey, Bub, that was pretty funny. How about, and then there was a...
Hey, make sure your volume's turned down here. Don't go and pick up the whole show already.
I can't even get the show.
You're already going to start by turning on. The volume's going to play through the microphone. You're going to hear the echo.
It's so typical, man.
We'll watch.
Anyways, Bub, or was it the Benzo that was out there? The guy tried to drive around the side, drive along the sidewalk there.
Listen, dude, right into a ditch.
Completely submerged the thing, man. Not knowing that the SAM module... What's a SAM module, Bub?
Oh, that's it's a module underneath those Mercedes. They have a couple of those things, a SAM module. Let's see here. So that's underneath of the, typically underneath the front or rear seats. There's one, two, sometimes three of them on those cars, and it controls every freaking thing about the car. Not the computer that controls the engine. It is literally separate modules that control everything about that car. The ignition switch, the way the doors lock, the way that they auto close, the way that your windows go up and down, the way that everything on that entire car works, processes through those SAM modules first. And when they get soaked, done.
And it's funny too, because the clown, instead of staying on the street, decided the typical to think of myself mentality, drives across the fucking sidewalk, man, where pedestrians are trying to get around the flood. And then
his car is blocking the only form of movement on the entire street.
Yeah. Then, so he winds up in the, he winds up kind of in the ditch there.
That's all right.
Good. He deserves it, man. And then a BMW floating out there, man.
Man, brand new M3, dude.
Hey, I'll tell you what. That's
how fast, dude, cars in South Florida get destroyed. Just like that. One rainstorm, 1 hour long, probably 300 grand worth of cars on our street alone just gone.
And you know what? We were kind of...
That are all going to be water damage now.
Water damage. I asked the one gentleman with the CTSV, did you try starting the car? He said, yeah. And I said, what happened? And he goes, I kept trying to start and all of a sudden it went bang. And that was it. Well, you know that's water loss.
Yep.
Not good.
I mean, hey, fortunately, it's just water, so it's just about if that does happen. And this is actually a tip for people out there. If you do get something like this that happens, don't keep trying to run your car. Don't keep trying to start your car. The best thing to do if you do find yourself in a situation where you are stuck or submerged in water, shut your junk off, close your doors, roll your windows up, and just let it sit. I mean, that's honestly going to be your best bet option. And from there, you get the car out of it once the water pulls down. You can get the car out of it. You can literally pull all your spark plugs out, pull your filters apart, go through everything before you do damage internally something inside of that motor, which is when you get these salvage title cars, you know, hopefully the seals on the doors seal tight enough that nothing gets inside the car. That's what you want to hope for best case scenario.
And Bub, we're going to talk about that. I want to do a little tech tip on that. So let's jump into this.
I just did. My tech tip.
Nope. There's much more to this, Bub. Ladies and gentlemen, he is one of the top three in the world today, and we're going to get deep with it. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen around the world. Thank you for letting us into your hearts and your home, man, taking the time with us. The number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast brought to you by the award-winning father and son car building team, Bubba and Tom. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Miss Outlaw Boutique is loose on the web now, ladies and gentlemen, exclusively MissOutlawBoutique.com. Orange County Choppers. Orange County Choppers are choppers done.
Bubba style.
Suds Direct, Bub. Can't talk enough about the fine
dealing
line of I know. And that you usually are not left speechless with detailing products. You've had everybody in the world contact you about their product. What did you use on the GTX one finally, man?
Full on Suds Direct, bro. So listen, so we talked about that yesterday on our live stream that we did. We definitely do full on 3M 7-stage polishing to get our cars looking show quality ready. But there's always the final detail side. Like that gets the paint where it should be. Then you have the detail side, which is putting that icing on the cake. And let me tell you, dude, I don't know. Listen, you know, I like my tires looking wet, and there are companies out there that do this non-sling stuff. There are companies out there that do this, you know, rub it on once, kind of looks like it's shiny for the next 6 months, you know, applications last 6 to 8 months.
Doesn't work that way. One rainstorm and it's gone.
So I would rather, sorry, my throat's a little messed up. I would rather have a little bit of sling on the side of my car, right? This is honestly,
and isn't that
I'd rather have a little bit
you're forced to make, man.
Well, I'd rather have a little bit of sling on my car and actually have my tires looking soaking wet, literally soaking wet, like they're under 6 coats of clear, than do this stuff where I've got like this kind of semi-gloss, turns brown over a while. I don't want none of that crap.
Yeah, no, I get it, man. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let's see. Hold on one second. Good morning to Bob Snow. He's out there watching us. Bob, good morning. How you doing? Jack's out there. Jack, yes, we got your address. Thank you so much. Danny, how are you doing? And Mackenzie out there at Code 504. Tony Barrett's out there watching as well. Good morning to everybody out there. We appreciate everyone watching, Bob. So let's talk. Let's see. Okay. So
what do you got here? You're all over the place again.
Hey, listen, I need you to pay attention and be quiet, young man, while I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Bub,
that's an issue.
If you talking to me or being quiet?
Both.
Okay. So, Bub, here's the thing. If you, let's say you encounter, before we jump into the main part of this show, we're going to get back to the detailing products. We're now going to be.
I want to jump ahead here.
Okay.
Go ahead. Then we'll come back into it.
Okay.
If you want to get a very high value car at a very low dollar, Salvage Title South Florida.
Salvage Title. Oh, I didn't know.
Kid you not. I'm just throwing this out there. Listen, you can get brand new S63 AMG series Mercedes north of $275,000 for a $50,000 tag on some of these cars that have been, quote unquote,
off track,
quote unquote, flooded, right? Water damage that need nothing more than the carpet shampooed and two modules replaced under the rear seats for a couple grand.
But,
and you are riding in a $275,000 car.
How does that work for somebody like you who's got some form? Some small.
I'd giddy up in it, dude. If I had stacks of cash sitting around, I would be out buying Salvage Title cars all day long with water damage, because down here it is a breeze to get those kinds of cars at a quarter of the cost. And then you can even, you know, you can flip them, sell them for double.
Yeah, but Bub, first of all, let me ask you a question.
I still wouldn't want a car that's not a clean title, but if it's just a car that's maybe 6 months old and it's been quote unquote water damaged, no problem at all.
Okay, so Bub, let me ask you a question, okay? Here's the question I have to ask.
All right,
you,
go.
Okay. So two things.
Are you
number
ask
one,
me
you
the
don't
question.
Like you don't like your cars touched.
I
you don't like your guns touched.
I don't.
Okay. So how are you going to buy a salvage car, especially that's question one, especially when you know people have such quality shoddy workmanship and
that's
quality
why I
workmanship.
Just,
you don't even know that they'll replace the carpet after it's been flooded.
Well, that's why I just threw out there finding a car that's been recently either new or recently written off. So like if there were cars from yesterday's storm, right, that were written off, for example, say that CTSV that was sitting here waterlogged on the lot, right?
Yep.
So that car goes to Cadillac, right? It goes down there. They condemn this thing with, hey, you know what? The motor's done. It needs a brand new motor. That's an LSA. So that's going to be a $25,000 motor right out of the gate.
Oh, is it really?
So you take that motor plus any sort of damage to the interior of the car, a couple grand inside of the carpet, maybe onto the leather panels, maybe some seat modules. You know, you get all of these prices that start adding up, and they very quickly will take that car and be like, you know what, this thing's water damaged, done. Write it off, let the client get a new car. So now you've got a car that the dealer doesn't want anymore. They're not gonna repair it and sell it on their half. Mm-hmm. They're gonna take the car and push it off to an auction, and it's gonna go to some clown that's gonna shuck and jive and just quickly take this car, and he's gonna sell this thing to make a quick buck. But that's at the point where if you're skilled and you're knowledgeable and you know what you're doing, you can go in and luckily, if the motor's not damaged from somebody trying to run it, you can go through and do the steps you need to do for a couple grand in a couple days worth of time and get these things back up on their feet, and probably make double profit on it. But we have a place right here next to us here, Bub, at BEM headquarters that specializes in these salvage vehicles. They specialize in Chevrolet trucks that have been wrecked.
Yeah.
Some of those things that go in there are really, really destroyed. Those cars come out of there pretty nice, man. Not looking too bad, man.
You know, it's about, I think, again, that's about skill and quality. You know, I know the gentleman you're talking about, he's pretty solid with that stuff.
Yeah, and, he is.
You know, when you can take something that's so mangled up that you would never, ever, ever think that you're ever going to put this thing back on the road again and have it driving straight, there are guys out there that are still skilled enough and have the art set to be able to go forth with rebuilding something all the way back up to where you could never even tell that there was a single issue wrong. And that's what I'm saying. One of the best case scenarios is something like water damaged cars, because it's nothing more than water that gets into places it shouldn't get to, and it eventually dries up, and you just replace the pieces that are damaged.
So, Bub, let me ask you a question. Let's go back to the two questions. Would you buy a salvage title car? You don't like people touching
the
car.
Would I buy a salvage title car? No. Would I buy a salvage title car from an auction that was just recently condemned salvage title, as in yesterday? Yes, because I know nobody would have their hands on it. Nobody would have dicked it up and modified
it.
I would do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. So if I had stacks of cash sitting around, I would go out and I would just go find these auctions that had 24-hour cars that were literally there from the day before of a flood.
Yep.
And I would jump all over these freaking things, man.
So
these things
are
sitting there with still fresh water in the car, and these clowns are thinking these cars are done. So you get a $100,000 car for 15 grand, you take it, you put a couple grand worth of work into it, and you're done. You could probably flip the thing for 60, 70.
Yep.
Still make a pretty good penny on it.
But, Bub, you wouldn't
flip
it. Just being
serious.
Well,
yeah.
You'd flip it, but
sometimes.
Just a whole different direction.
Yeah, sometimes.
Right? Ladies and gentlemen, the
phone
line's
open. I mean, this
happens
all the time down here, too. Ferraris, big time. Cars that are very low to the ground, Porsches, Lamborghinis, you see it all the time. You see cars north of $200,000-$400,000 that you come across on eBay and stuff, and you're like, man, how is this thing only $100,000? It's a $300,000 car.
Yep.
Now, if you have that kind of money, it makes it fun and you can go at it.
Hey, Jack, why don't you give us a call, man? The studio lines are open, 714-242-5166. I want to hear from you. 714-242-5166. Jack's up in Canada. By the way, Bub, you know that we have an international audience. We are the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show. Jack's been a great big fan of ours for several months now. Let me tell you how dedicated it is. And you know, we like, Bub, to hear all of the personal stories behind everybody that we talk to, whose lives we touch.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of our clients, millions of them, we can tell you the story behind just about all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know? Good morning to Mark Beerham. He's watching as well. Mark, thanks for joining us, man, today. Did you know? And Mark, we're just talking a little bit about salvage title vehicles before we jump into the main theme of the show and the rains that we've had the last 3 weeks, and cars are literally flooding out, floating down the street here. Would people buy them as salvage cars? Jack does that with motorcycles, he says, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
He does
that's another big
stuff.
One, yeah.
Yeah, that's another big one as well.
Yeah.
By the way, Jack likes our show. He's such a fan of our show that up in Canada, he has to pay a rate,
yeah,
fare to watch
I
our
saw
show
that, yeah,
and to take it in, Bub.
Yeah. I saw that.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah, really cool.
That's really cool.
Jack, not cool that he's got to pay the fare, but not. No. It's cool that he watches the show. Yeah. So thank you, Jack, for being out there and supporting.
Right on, Jack. I thank you.
Yeah,
so
no,
very much.
That's actually funny too, man, because that happens a lot, especially in motorcycle applications. Yeah. Same thing, man. People will drop these things. They could literally drop these bikes in their garage. You've done it. You know it. You could pull into your garage. You could be on gravel. Happens a lot on gravel, man. You know, riders that just don't have the experience to how to ride on gravel. Pulling into a parking lot or from asphalt to gravel, you know, there's always big issues there. Guys can pull in and the front end just washes out from them. And you know, before you know it, you need handlebars, you need mirrors, you need turn signals, you need a gas tank, you need a paint job, you need front fender, your front fork's messed up, the primary cover's messed up. You literally start tacking these bills up, and then on a bike that's only valued at six, you've got $4,000 worth of damage to it to properly get it back up on its feet. They'll immediately write it off and be done.
You know, Bub, who also has been doing that a lot lately,
or
who I understand has done it a lot in the past. You know, a couple of Palm Beach County Sheriff deputies that are our friends that work out at our gym.
Yeah.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
And you know who I didn't know was really big into it is the one officer who does accident scene recreation on fatals.
Same
thing.
You get to
look
at cars like that, which is, I mean, you don't really want to grab a car that somebody just got their head smashed in the pieces in, but
I was amazed at how knowledgeable he was on the cars and bikes. The one gentleman that we deal with, I don't like releasing officer's name for privacy reasons, but the one gentleman that we deal with, he's the gentleman with the Corvette that just had the Corvette issue that
I
we
know.
Stepped in and helped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He has been doing, and he's very well versed with the Chinese bikes, the American bikes, the Japanese bikes. He's been doing it for a lot of years.
Well,
man.
He owned a, up in Stewart. He owned a really, really, really well-known shop up in Stewart. And that's all he did before he did the sheriff's department. He owned a company for a really long time. Yeah. Doing custom bikes.
Did he?
Yeah, a really long time. Yeah.
I didn't know that part of the story. So you've talked to him about that as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, pretty interesting, man. Really, really good, Bob. Hey, Danny Miguel's watching us out there. Danny, been a long time since we've heard from you, man. How are you doing, my friend? I haven't you haven't been keeping up with us very much either. Mackenzie Woodward out there, code 504, Bob. Code 504, RS10 conversions.
Done Bubba style.
That's right, man. How is everything going up there? I know that I saw a couple pictures, Bob, of the code 504 truck that Mackenzie and her dad were building. I know the motor's in it. I know it got fired as well. There was some interior work that was going on with it, and I haven't seen much beyond that.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool stuff, huh, Bud?
Yeah, man.
So, Bud, let's talk a little bit about you were the recipient of about 2 years ago, and you've seen a lot of it. We've tried to really share this project with you, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things that Bud and I pride ourselves on, and we try to bring forth a great I don't know how to quite say it, Bob. It costs us a lot personally to share ourselves with the public like we do.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of, let me put it just plain, let me, assholes out there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Straight up. Am I wrong?
Yeah. I guess our beeper's not working.
So which beeper?
The one to monitor you.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag no filter.
Oh, okay. Hashtag no filter. And you know what? Jack says he can't call right now. One day he's en route to Montreal, Canada from Niagara Falls to pick up a truck I bought from an old Navy mall chain.
Nice.
Really?
49 Nobody, Chevy too.
Right.
49
Chevy.
That's pretty
Chevy
cool
truck.
Though too. Cause
right
that,
on,
was, that was what old Navy did actually, was all the old vintage Chevys.
Right on. Wreck that thing, Jack. Wreck it.
Don't do it.
No, bring it to me. I'll take care of it.
He will.
And this is the kind of interaction that I like with our people. So, but at great personal cost to ourselves, so we have had to make the commitment to ourselves not to be thin-skinned about people and their negativity.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And you know, we're very, very close friends with a lot of celebrity players as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, in terms of just not only ball players, but industry players, right?
Yeah.
And they deal with it every day. In fact, I jumped out there. Yep. I jumped out there and kind of protected one of my friends who's from a post he put up, and somebody called his wife a dish rag. Hey, bro, how'd you like your face punched in, right?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't waste your time on stuff like that.
Right. So we like to share our lives with you, ladies and gentlemen, and 99% of you enjoy hearing that personal connection. It's the one thing Bub and I pride ourselves on, all right? Do Bub and I disagree about some things? Absolutely we do behind the scenes. But we don't have any desire to fight amongst ourselves in a very loud physical or verbal fashion. It doesn't exist that way to us, number one. Number two, it's the love between Bub and I, even through the hardest of times, that have gotten us through, much like it has with the Tuttles, unbeknownst to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Bub?
Mm-hmm.
So you had come in, and we wanted to share with you, that's a long way of sharing, you had the world's only GTX1 come in, and this was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to share that with you, and I mean, you can see that attempt through the technical failures last week. The camera was held sideways because Kenny didn't have it straight at one point. There was...
what a dildo, by the way. I don't know how he was even watching the screen, and it was completely sideways.
I don't know either, man.
That shows what goes on in his head.
Jack says, okay, guys, have a great show. My pit stop is over. I got to get back on the highway. Jack, God bless you, man. Be safe, please, driving to go pick up that vehicle. You're a very special, special part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family up there in Ontario, Canada. And we love you very much. Please stay in touch. We'll
Thanks,
see you
Jack.
Monday, Jack. Let us know how you're doing, okay, my friend? Anyways, Bub, the GTX1 came to you.
Uh-huh.
You could see it through the technical difficulties. We weren't scripted. We're not. We just go with it. You and I are shoot from the hip kind of guys, and we'll worry about the fallout decisions on the bottom backside. We heard chopping, and we finally figured out that was the macro air fan spinning above us, interfering with the shotgun mic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was littered with update problems. When you're in these kind of restorations, Bub, the car came in for something very simple. It needed the Targa top finish. This was an X1 conversion that was started by a former Ford engineer that Ford authorized to do these conversions. This particular car was the last car that was put back together in a drivable fashion, although it was falling apart, before this gentleman stole everybody's money.
Yeah.
And he stole millions of dollars from a lot of clients in a very close-knit community.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
Well, you know, it's this car was car number 36. There were 500 of these things initially designed to be built at north of 100 grand each. So you guys can do the math on that. Somebody was looking
initially
to make them.
Designed to be built. Listen to what Bub said, ladies and gentlemen.
So, you know, that's what the intent was. You know, you guys can do the math on those numbers at 100 grand at 500 cars. That's a pretty good amount of money. And somebody's going to live large on that, especially when it comes to time and skill. You know, that's really essentially profit on these kinds of cars. And that's a lot of it. You know, you might have $2,000 worth of materials, honestly, yeah. Maybe $3,000 worth of materials into this whole build. And you're putting, you know, 6-figure price tags on them. So you could really have a great future on doing something like that. But the problem is a lot of people get greedy. And that's exactly what happened here. There were
that's what happened.
The gentleman that got greedy with these things. None of the cars ever got finished. There were just shy of 50 cars completed in a turnkey fashion that were finished. And not finished to 100%. They were just finished to a point where you could get in the car and drive them. And that's what we had gotten delivered here to BEM. This client purchased one of these cars, found it in a warehouse where a bunch of these cars were sitting, these cut up GTs, and literally in pieces, man. There were the spinners laying all over the places. You had to find the parts that went with, you know, what car to match the VIN numbers to. Literally just parts and cars taken all apart everywhere, sitting all across a warehouse.
Sure.
And, you know, we get one of these cars in here and we just had to take it start to finish and get this thing not only where it should have been from Ford's design, but also to create a design that was never meant to be. This thing was never meant to be a one-piece target top system, and you have to redesign or somehow come up with a way that makes it fully functional so that it's just like what Ford would do. And no matter what you're doing, you're still trying to make 100% out of something that was meant to never, ever be there.
Good morning to John Acosta, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who don't know who John Acosta is, tell people who John is from a professional level to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yeah, and so he does all of our web-based media and web development design. So a lot of great stuff that you guys see out there is all done from John behind the scenes.
And not only does John help us on a professional level, John is also my music instructor at Zayas Studios. One of the things I always, and again, I like sharing my life with the world. I don't mind people knowing. One of the things, it's a choice I make. I have to deal with the negativity, like people like Katie Porter, Bub, who I put our legal team on this week. You know, the reality of it is we're very good, positive people. We don't need negative people spreading trash.
Yeah.
And John is a really good dude. John has brought for me a life's I'll never be a Sammy Hagar. I'll never be the world's greatest bass guitarist. And, you know, I'm 59 years old, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have the mind of a 25-year-old. I like to go, as you know, I let you keep me very active to keep up with you. And John has taken it upon himself to make me a very good player. And when he lights up, as I reach that next milestone, it gives me such a feeling of warmth and encouragement that I can't tell you. It's, you know, in this business, it's very unforgiving, Bub. You and I talk about it a lot, and there's not one person who will stop and say thank you for what you do, not sharing your life.
Yeah, not really.
Not for all your hard work, Bub, not for all the extra effort you've been through. Nobody shares that. Nobody says thank you,
man. Well, you know, and that's why, you know, at the end of the day, it's just you focus on the builds, you focus on what you're doing, you focus on quality of what you're producing, and let the rest just fall, man. Who cares about the rest, honestly?
And that's one thing
like,
I've
that's
learned
it.
From
I,
you.
I do the designs, I do the builds, and, you know, if people aren't going to say thanks or appreciate it, then I'll just keep doing my own thing and stay in my corner and just keep cranking out solid stuff. And when you see my stuff, let your jaw drop, bro.
That's exactly what it is, Bub. And John took me under his wing over there at Zayas Studios. It's not been easy because I don't have a lot of time to practice. As you know, I work full time for you. I even work Sunday mornings. I get out of bed at 6 and I work till 11 and then I spend the day with Robin, who's very understanding. Again, that's personal insight. And John has taken me under his wings. And from 5:30 to 6:30, every Thursday night at Zayas Studios here in South Florida, I am under his tutelage. And the one bit of encouragement, you give me a lot of encouragement. Robin gives me a lot of encouragement. But John is the third person in my life who honestly gives me, I can see the warmth and sincerity in his eyes when I'm benchmark another milestone. And you know, he's very, it almost gives me tears, man. He just really encourages me to keep on and doing forward. So he's brought forth a life's dream for me, man. And I'm very proud of that, Bub.
That's good.
He's a good guy. So not only does he do great work for us professionally, John Acosta over there at Zaya Studios does great work for us professionally as well.
Mm-hmm.
So personally and professionally. So I want to thank you, John, personally from the bottom of my heart. You're a wonderful, wonderful man. So, Bub, you get this GTX one in. It is in parts. When you get it here, you've agreed to redevelop the target top. The client then tells you that you could get $90,000 for each one of these cars. You put out a $10,000 bid to do this top.
Mm-hmm.
As you get into this car, Bub, you find more and more behind the scenes that's wrong with the car.
Mm-hmm.
Fasteners left out of it, body panels that don't line up, rear diffusers that have been broken, the top that was paid for that never worked out right at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just an absolute abortion in the making.
Yeah.
It took you 2 years to get the car right.
Yeah.
And most people think you can just snap your fingers. And by the way, John, love you too. People think you can snap your fingers and be done with the car. Not so, Bub.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, once you start getting into things like this, man, and that happens so much. I was actually talking about it with a buddy of mine last night, how, you know, these cars, man, it's,
tell everybody where you were last night.
Square Grouper.
And you went to, it was a Major League Baseball birthday kind of party.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the environment, ladies and gentlemen. They're sitting around, they're talking, Bub's off the clock, but you see work still comes up. And this is part of what it is for Bub. It's very personal for him to own his business. So take it from there, Bob.
Well, you know, we're just talking about, you know, how a lot of these, you know, especially older cars, man, you know, these
jump.
People that get these things, they, you know, they sit, man, no matter what they do, they sit, whether it's in a completed status, whether it's in a in progress status, whether it's in a pile of junk status, these cars sit there. It's not like people are using these as daily drivers. They're using them as weekend warriors. And that's what they are, man. They sit, even in a completed state, for 90% of their time. They sometimes come out on weekends pending weather. They sometimes go out on the weeknights pending, you know, weather as well. And, you know, what's going on in that person's life, the client's life. You know, in these cars, man, they just sit around, and that's what is unfortunate about, you know, the classic car world, is that the stuff just sits. There's no urgency to get them out and cruise them. It's not like they're out being driven every day. They're not being used as daily drivers. And that's what one of the things that we were talking about is, you know, what can possibly take and how can it take so long to build one car? And, you know, people just don't care. And that's exactly what it is, that there's just no rush on it when the stuff just sits, because whether it's sitting here at the shop or whether it's inside getting built or whether it is completely finished sitting at the person's house in their garage, it's just going to sit, you know, and that's one of the things that we were talking about. It's not like this is a daily driver that you drop it off today for an oil change and tires. You need it back tomorrow because you've got to run around and pick your kids up and move them around to get groceries and, you know, do your shopping and your errands, and you've got to get to work. That's not what these things are for.
So, Bub, good morning to Karar Ali, who's watching now as well. Karar, I think, isn't he up there in Fairfax, Bub?
Yeah.
Something like that. Karar, how you doing, man? What the heck's been going on with you? Big into Cadillacs. Great guy, man. Those guys, there was allegations that they ran with a group one time. But if those guys were group related, man, or some kind of gang affiliation, that whole group up there with the Cadillacs and everything, that was the greatest group of guys, man, that ever hung out at our Fairfax facility, man.
Yeah, man, really solid. And I'll tell you what, man, quality rides too, dude.
Quality rides.
Yeah.
Karar and that whole crew up there, man.
Yeah.
They were just good people. And you know what, man? They always had BEM's back, man.
Yeah.
Smack, those guys were right there.
Yeah.
And they love to have the Toys for Tots event right there. Remember that, Bub?
Yeah, yeah.
In the snow, man.
Yeah.
Toys for Tots, man. They brought all those Cadillacs out for the kids, man.
Yeah.
They were on suspension. They had them all jacked up, twisted sideways and everything. And we had the big Toys for Tots drives, man. Those are good people up there.
Yeah, really good.
Good morning, Karar. You've been with us for many, many years, man. We love you. Bub, I wanted to share something with you. Mom mentioned the other night, Robin mentioned the other night when we were kind of laying there in bed, she said, you know, Tom, you and Bubba have made a lifetime of trying to make people happy with these cars. Shut it down. We're done dealing with them. Everybody's just got arrogant attitudes and nobody says thank you to what they, I mean, I've got cuts up and down my arms just from coming out and helping you. Your hands are cut. Your hands are scarred. Your back is sore. And she said, it's almost like an old house, man. Every time you tear into one of the walls, there's something hidden behind that wall. And that's what you guys deal with.
Yeah, and, you know, and you don't get that when you work on and design and build modern vehicles. You get something that's fresh right off the floor that's mass production, man. And you're getting something that's not modified or altered in any way. And, you know, it makes it that much funner because you can know with positive, you know, mindset going into it that you're going to come out strong on the backside because you don't foresee any other problems coming up along the way. You don't have to
take something apart just to find out, right, like, holy Christ, man, what has somebody done behind this panel that I just took off?
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Like, all the way down to the basics anymore, man. You've got these people that go out and, you know, they have these radios replaced or something basic like that. And it's like, you know, maybe it doesn't sound right. Maybe something doesn't, you know, it's not quite coming in properly. And you're like, well, let me just go through and just check some connections, you know? And it's like, you go to pull the radio out, you just go to check behind it. You're like, oh my God, how could it have possibly gotten so butchered back here?
Yeah.
You know, there are wires hanging everywhere and stuff that's just got electrical tape on
it.
Well,
one of your major league players' vehicles was like that. He just bought the car brand new, Bub.
Brand new. Hey,
prior to the season.
Brand new. It came here straight from the dealership, transported to us from the dealer.
He bought it from the dealer, didn't have 400 miles on the car. They were complaining that the backup camera didn't work. It was put in a different, facility than the dealership. And then everything stopped working.
The
vehicle came straight to you. This player's wife is pregnant. They have one vehicle. He's in spring training.
Yeah.
Did he get placed on the injured roster for a little
bit? No, he's in, man. He killed it last night, actually.
Did he really?
Yeah, he killed it.
I didn't see him. How's he doing, man?
Really good. Catcher. Right on, man. Yeah, catcher.
Yeah, exactly.
He's killing it.
Yeah, he's got such a great personality, too, man.
Mm-hmm.
They have that vehicle, I think a Ford truck or something, right?
Yeah.
So now they're down to one vehicle. She's pregnant. He's between here and Miami, right? Because the training facility's here.
Yeah.
We're handling the problem. And it wound up that the guys that did the backup camera shoved everything inside the dash and cut every wire. It melted all the way down to where they ran it underneath the sill plate on the passenger side, Bob.
So bad, dude.
And you know what? And you know what the arrogance of it was? We told him, look, go do your thing. We'll take care of it. We've got everything. And he and his wife were, I mean, amazing people.
Yeah.
Very gracious, very humble, very thankful.
Mm-hmm.
The dealership who did this, the installation house that did this acted like it was our problem.
Yeah.
And then when it didn't want to pay us for the time, bro, I should have charged you full $1,000 for what it took you to fix the problem.
Could have made you pay for a transport all the way back to the West Coast.
Could have.
And then back over here.
And then you're going to act like it's my problem, man. I'm fixing your problem and charged you $400. You couldn't get me paid on it.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with people?
I don't know.
That's like how about all the guys, my wife, my beautiful bride, Robin Nelbach. Guys want to see a good-looking woman, check out Robin Nelbach on Facebook. How about all the guys who buy their own parts and they're not the right ones? They ask you to fix it for free.
That happens a lot, too. And you know what's funny is there are actually times where we limit clients bringing us parts in because we won't get into that whole issue of, you know, hey, I just got this part. It's used. I got it for a great deal. It shows that it would fit. And then we start getting into the job. You bid the job based off of that and you get into it. And before you know it, you're dealing with a basket case that you totally lose your junk on because it's something where you've got to spend 3 extra hours modifying or doing something different just to make it fit for this car because they wanted to cheap it in the first place and not just go and buy a brand new part direct fit for the job.
Exactly. And we're not trying to be negative or bring anybody down. We're just trying to share with you the reality of the situation. And you know what, people, if you want to, like, for example, we had a client the other day who wanted to cheap the job, who wanted, after all the work we had done on a particular vehicle, he was emailing back and forth with me saying he'll offer to pay this. No, bro, you won't offer to pay this. This is what you're going to pay. Okay. I asked him, you saw the email I sent back to him. Do you go to the public shopping center and load up your cart and then say, I'm going to negotiate a price with you?
No, not at all.
Do you know my debt structure? Do you know
what
I pay?
You check out at the door. It's that simple.
Yeah. Do you have my payrolls to meet at the end of the week?
Not really, no, man. You know, it's you pay to play. That's it.
That's exactly right.
So yeah, that's it. You know, when you walk into anything, if you go shopping at the mall, if you want to go buy a new pair of shoes, you go in knowing what your budget is. If your budget's $100,
don't ask
for $300.
Yeah,
it's just that simple. Go in, spend your $100, and leave.
Yeah,
exactly. That's where it's at.
Where do people come up with this stuff?
Hey, I'm telling you, dude. Today's people getting worse.
Yesterday, Bob, when the owner of that GTX one was here, he was talking about, I was ready to laugh and you played it off so perfectly. And I was waiting to see how you'd react to it. He's scrolling through his phone saying that he had somebody, he found a guy, like you roll in your eyes, you know, the story already,
man, come on, dude,
who had a 70 Corvette, all numbers matching, never been painted. And I'm like, oh Christ, I know exactly what's going through Bud's head right now.
Man, do you know that song and dance? Do you know how many times I've heard that junk?
Yeah. $17,900, right, Bub?
Yeah.
$17,900 for an all numbers matching Corvette. And even the client said, Bub, shouldn't that car be around $40,000? You said, no, I'd run about $35,000 if all numbers were matching.
Yeah.
Who's outside the studio, Bub?
Listen, so I pulled the gate shut this morning before I even came in here. Somehow still open and somebody looking at cars. Swear to God, dude.
Really?
Just how do you even get that, man? The gates are fully shut. All of them, every one of them.
Because, Bub, you have a lot of fans, and so do I, and they come in and
say, yeah, but not when there's this ginormous base, Bub, 4-foot by 4-foot sign that says, do not enter by appointment only.
Yeah, hey, Mom says you can't even do that at Goodwill. Ladies and gentlemen, the former...
No, you really can't. If something's got a dollar on a price tag on it, you don't ask for 75 cents.
That's a really good point, man. Ladies and gentlemen, the former Miami Marlins pitcher, Mr. Tim Wood, very good friend of yours, is joining us. I think his wife had a birthday last night. Was it last night, Bub?
That's right.
Okay, happy birthday to the beautiful Caitlin, wife of your very good friend, my good friend, Mr. Tim Wood. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. You want to see some great pictures? Check out Woody online. Look up Tim Wood, Marlins pitcher. Isn't his nickname like the rubber band man or something, Bub?
No, man. Stop it.
That one picture when he's up on the mound, Bub,
yeah,
and he's wound up.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think a human body could do that.
No, he's got some stretch to him.
Good night, Irene, Bub.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, look up Tim Wood, Miami Marlins. You'll see the picture. He's in the Marlins uniform on the mound. Right. And his arm, like his legs done, it's like wrapped around, his right leg's wrapped around like a twist tie, his left leg, and his right arm is back behind his head, and his wrist is like upside down facing. Yeah, it's a mess, man.
That sounds like that game that you play on the floor with the different colors. Yeah.
Twister. That's right. Do you think Woodrow was a professional twister player before he became a Major League Baseball player?
He was a twister player last night, that's for sure.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Hey, Woodrow, speaking of which, you're big into the ponies. I understand that this weekend is the Kentucky Derby. I don't follow horse racing, Bub. I don't care. But Woodrow is very big into the horses. He has a couple race horses himself.
He does.
And
they're still trying to figure out how to go left, but he does have the horses.
Do they just turn right?
They don't really do much turning.
Oh, they don't?
No.
But Bub
works good on the straights.
Yeah.
Not when they need to make a left.
Oh, do they have drag trucks and drag horses and circle horses?
That's kind of what he's got.
Is he really?
Yeah. Fastest one in the quarter mile.
Woody's like, Woodpile, go left.
Not happening.
Good morning to our great friend Greg out there. He's out there joining us too. Hey, Woodrow, isn't there like this Preakness and Kentucky Derby and Triple Crown or something like that with these horses, and it runs today in New York?
No idea
like
what you're talking about. You're so far off subject right now.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I really don't
No
care.
Idea.
Didn't Woody's truck break down or something?
Yeah, it's all good now.
What happened?
I don't know. Water damage.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was he trying to do the Yellow Submarine?
Something like that.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Yeah.
Bro. Morning, Greg. How you doing out there, man? Thank you for joining us on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsport show. So, Bub, the GTX one gets in. You start having to take this car apart because one bolt led to the next bolt, led to the next bolt, led to the next bolt. And the next thing you know, you've got this thing in pieces on the ground.
Man, it's that's just the way it goes, dude. You know, you start getting into stuff and, you know, you get these people again, that whole numbers matching, never been painted junk. Listen, the more and more I got into this car, the more I found paint lines, dude. And I kid you not, like, how do you have paint lines on a car that's got 700 miles on it? No idea, because there were paint lines on, I'm talking the left door, the right door, the rear engine cover, probably four areas of paint.
How about the Lexan hatch cover?
The rear bumper itself was blended all the way around. No idea. It's like, how is there paint on a car that fresh? And not only is it paint lines that are visible to a professional, but how did you do such a sloppy job? So sometimes that happens. Like maybe you get a scratch on a car and it's brand new. I've seen it happen here with Hot Rod sitting to the side of me, where you need to maybe do a blend and you need to fix the car. Well, you don't try to do it with tape lines. If you're going to do it and you don't want anyone to ever find out, especially on a car that's brand new and never been modified, you probably want to go all the way and do it exactly like mass production would have done it, which is fully disassemble it so you can even get your clear to overspray exactly the way the stock would have done it coming down that assembly.
And Bub, you know what? It's
only way it's going to be done properly. Only way.
Well, and it's funny too, because as you started disassembling the car, you started seeing more and more and more. We knew that that we were going to eat this job because it was the gateway, if you will, the doorway to all the other clients that have these cars that have been screwed. We had been told yesterday by this client that there were people that were paying $100,000 just to have their cars put back together so they could drive them.
Yeah, I know. Just to assemble them. Yeah.
To assemble them. Not to mention the $90,000 that they're willing to put into having these tops done for you.
Yeah.
And
I mean, and again, and that's a good, that seems like a lot of money, but on a car that's valued at, you know, $750,000, $650, $700, $750, depending on the ride, that's a lot of money. If you put $200 into it and you depending on what you got the cost of the car for, you're already sitting on a profit. So it's a no brainer.
But the problem is people come in and try to break it off on you and act like,
well,
you should
take it on the
chin.
Well, because they want more money in their
pocket. Right.
They want the value. They want the quality car. They want the number one piece. They want to be able to flip it and make a big, pretty penny, but they don't want to put out to do it. They want to put out as little as possible. Well, careful when you cross that line, because you're either going to get junk and get screwed in the end, or you pay up front one time and you get a job that's 100% and it's solid.
And the funny thing is, even the client was saying that when the client picked up his car, it went from, they pulled it from the West Coast and sent it to Tampa. Tampa finally said, we don't have the resources to do, we can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the car wound up here with you, because he knew, you know, of your skill set. And he brought the car in to you. Mm-hmm. You looked at it. We thought we had our hands around it. And then it was much, much more than what we thought. The client was very forgiving. He worked with us. He gave us the time to get it done,
mm-hmm.
Which we did. But the car had to come apart in its entirety. You had to refabricate everything. Then you had to fabricate away from it. They wanted to hold a 200-mile-an-hour car's top down with Velcro, Bob.
Listen, dude, stop. I mean, you can't just Velcro things together and expect them to hold.
No, you
can't.
I don't
Velcro my shoes anymore. I stopped doing that when I was 3.
I still Velcro my orthopedic shoes.
I bet you do.
I do, man.
Yeah.
So the thing is, by the way, I'll bet you the reason Woody's watching is he wanted to see if you got up this morning.
No, I've been up.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He wondered if you crawled out of the Square Grouper last night.
No.
Square Grouper was owned by Alan Jackson, who was right there on the island by Ken Rock and all those guys.
Bob. Might be true.
It is true, Bob.
Okay.
Did you see him up there last night?
Nope.
No, why not?
I don't know.
Anybody special up there last night, Bob?
No, there was some band going pretty good.
Was it pretty good?
Yeah.
How did you guys stay?
I don't know, 9.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It was past Mark Brown's bedtime.
No, I had to get home, dude. I was sick, man.
You haven't been feeling well this weekend.
No, past 3 days.
But you pressed right through it and you delivered that car. Funny, man, you know, on television, they make it look like you'll get the car right back on time. It'll be done, blah, 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 blah. Client was supposed to be in Wednesday at 2.
Mm-hmm.
Wound up, he called, his pilot wouldn't fly through the storm. Remember that?
Yeah.
His pilot wouldn't fly through the storm.
Something like that.
Yeah. His pilot wouldn't fly through the storm. So he didn't come up, because the storms have been real bad here, Bob.
Uh-huh.
He didn't come up. Good, we had the extra 2 days because you wanted the time anyways,
mm-hmm.
right? Then he finally gets up. Yeah, so we cancel that. Then Bub, and if you watch, go to the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page, you'll see this live.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Bub, you go to take the car on the final quality control drive. It's buttoned up. It's ready to go. We're two hours under the wire and
done.
What happened?
Hey, man, so listen. So parts fail, dude. That's just what you got to start with, and that's what you got to throw out there. It kind of sucks when it happens, because it always happens at the worst time, but sometimes at the best times. Luckily, we were able to get the part and get this thing squared away from the dealership, man. Don't know how we could have gotten something for a 2006 Ford GT, but we did. And
had to come out of Miami, too.
Yeah, man. So it was took a little bit of play to make that happen, but, you know, we had to get it done, and that's what it takes to get the job done. You know, parts just go wrong, dead.
What failed?
It's something called a FPDM, fuel pump driver module. That's a super common problem on any of the supercharged Mustangs and Cobras and Ford GTs.
That was applicable to the Mustangs too, huh?
Yeah. So any of those cars that are either a single or twin pump application, it's you know, something where they fail, man. There's a primary system, there's a secondary system. Sometimes they'll run from, you know, like the first pump will run from an idle to a certain range, 3,000, 4,000, 4,500 RPM, and then the secondary pump will take over in the upper R's from there to continue that smooth power band and that fuel supply.
Really?
You know, and some of those parts, man, they just fail. Some of these parts fail with 50 miles on them, and it's just, that's the way it goes. It's just something that goes wrong in the automotive industry, and you just have to deal with it. It's that simple.
And one of the things, Bob, I need to do as a business owner is deal with that a little better. I get stressed about it. I worry about the client being upset. I bring
can't.
Stress
There's nothing
the
you
shop.
Can do. You know, I can't just magically poof one out and be like, here you go, here's a brand new one. You have to do what you have to do to get the right part, to put the right part on, so it's 100% quality.
I guess what bothers me is, Bob, why us? Why does this happen all the time?
And no, it doesn't happen. It happens 100% to everybody. It's just other people out there don't take the time to do it right. They'll just ghetto something up to make it work. Not me. I'll park that thing in the corner until I get the right part.
Yeah, you did. And we immediately got on the phone with the local Ford dealership.
Mm-hmm.
They put out a search for it. They found it in Miami. So then, you know, the cavalry went out. I mean, they literally sent a driver out to Miami in the pouring rain. He picked up the part, turned around, and came back from Miami. It took about 3 hours to get it done. And those guys made it in rocket time, man.
Uh-huh.
I cannot thank them enough for that. In fact, I owe them a phone call to let them know how thankful we truly are.
Yeah.
Hello to Mark Hoffman, the BEM dirt track driver. Mark, do we have a dirt track update from last week and what's going on at tonight's events? Where can people see you this evening? What events you're going to be running in, et cetera? I'd like to know more about that. Good morning, Tom Above. He says, okay, so the BEM dirt track team is off to Potomac. Potomac Speedway is off this weekend. He's hoping to get out there to Hagerstown Speedway. So all of our Hagerstown South Maryland listeners out there, go out there and see the BEM Mark Hoffman car. Good morning to Jeff Graham out there. How are you doing, Jeff, as well? You're doing a lot of work on his car, Bob. This X1.
Yeah, wrapping up, man.
Yeah, this X1 that you've been doing. People don't understand when you're down to, when you cut your staff back because the quality wasn't there, your workload goes out a lot slower.
We've had a lot of super, super, super patient clients, and, I appreciate that, the biggest part of it, and it's, I think it's hard to deal with that sometimes because it's, you want to turn the cars out as fast as you can, but it's, you also have to,
a lot of anxiety for you.
That, but also to a point where I'd rather slow down and deal with a frustrated client.
Yep.
And just deliver 100% car in the end than to spend an extra 6 months of time trying to figure out what one of my idiotic previous employees did in terms of, here's a part. Here it is out of the box. Here's the instructions. Try to read it.
They don't even read it. They just hang the part and it's not right.
So, I'd rather just move people along, slow it down and be like, listen, I'm just going to do this thing start to finish. It might take me 3 weeks solid straight round the clock to get it done, but it'll be 100% when it's done. And when I say bye to you, it's going to be a great bye and you're going to love it.
Well, and the other thing too is you're going to get a greater sense of pleasure out of driving a vehicle that you know isn't giving you even the smallest problem.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't burp if it's a carbureted application. It doesn't, the wheel, the shake, there's no imbalance in the wheels and tires.
That's what you want.
Art, man.
Just those little things like that are all things that are, you want that ride when a client picks their vehicle up from us. It's, you want that ride to that ride home or the cruise or whatever it may be, the power tour, whatever it is their destination is. You want it to be a fun one that's just like, that's it. Like the only next thing you're going to hear out of that person is, hey man, love it. Like
yeah,
simple. Like there's no, we don't need a 10-minute conversation about, oh, well, maybe this, or it's a little bit of this, or I'm feeling this, or you don't want any of that. You want it to just be love it.
And
like simple, like short to the point and hey man, thanks for the business. See you later.
If people will even say thank you.
Yeah.
Anymore, people don't say thank you.
Yeah.
They just try to find, and you got everybody in the world trying to find fault with what you do and who you are as a business, and they try to destroy that.
Yeah.
Instead of, and there's nothing there to hide. There's nothing to hide. There's
I'll tell you this much, though.
Man.
So let me tell you. So yesterday,
go for it, investigate.
Ken made a point yesterday about we were finishing up on the GTX one,
yep.
And we waited for that part for about 3.5 hours from Ford. And we had all of our film lights out. We had all of our stage lighting out. We had everything out you could possibly imagine. The car is fully, fully polished. I kid you not when I talk about hundreds of hours into this thing from a paint and body plus a detail and polish standpoint.
You're talking about on the X1.
Yeah.
And just like everything you do, even the owner walked in and he said, Tom, I don't even know where to begin to say the quality of the paintwork is unsurpassed.
Well, that's what I was getting at is as Ken and I were finishing up on that final piece, I literally bumped Ken and I was like, hey, look, and I pointed at the owner of the car and he was literally like on his hands and knees down at fender well level, looking up and down that car, grabbing film lights, sliding them closer, moving them around different angles.
Yep.
And he got up and he literally tried to find any perfection he could.
A flaw.
And that's when it's worth every piece of that frustration and that 3 months of behind or whatever the deadline is that you're behind, that's when it's worth it all. When he gets up and he's like, nothing, I can't find a single thing wrong. That's it. And that's what you want. Like you want somebody to just done. Like there's no words other than thanks.
And you know what, Bob? Not once do we go back to the client and say, I need more money for materials. How much? I think we did. We've probably just in paint materials were $800 upside down just in the paint materials because we kept going back. We kept going back. We kept going back.
Well, yeah, and that's what it takes to make it perfect. It's we mentioned it last Friday when it was supposed to deliver last Friday. It actually didn't because of an issue that I did. I actually burned through the paint on accident.
Yep.
And, not a big deal. So what do? You take the thing all back apart.
You
pull
did,
that
man.
Fender back
11th
off
hour, man.
And you throw it back into the paint shop, man. And you start over again. And you know what? That's what it takes. The difference between 0 or 100% or 90% or 100%. It's, how far you want to go. And, with us, it's, if you got to do something 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, guess what?
you're doing it that many times, you make it 100%. Whether it takes you longer, whether it's fast, hopefully you get that 100 on the first shot. But until you do, you're going to keep doing it.
And the funny part is, you know, I'm inside doing as much administratively as I can, which I'm doing five people's jobs administratively, marketing, billing, you know, everything you can imagine. I'm trying to handle in here, right? The state regulations, the federal regulation, all of it. You know, that's a job that's dedicated to one person 40 hours a week. I'm trying to handle all that, and I'm trying to help you out there. It's really just you and Kenny out there killing it all because we got rid of everybody. We were finding the Bub, even after we made the decision to fire people because we knew the work quality wasn't there, we're still cleaning the mess up.
I mean, right now it's that was January 1st. I decided to let crews go, and you know, 6 months later, we're in June right now. 6 months later, I'm still cleaning up messes of cars that have either been messed up or, you know, taken apart and not properly assembled, or stuff that was put together. I mean, for Christ's sakes, we've been building another huge pro touring ride that we've been doing for probably 2.5 years, and a huge job, man, a Mustang that we're building. And, you know, I'm down to looking at the final pieces. And just 2 weeks ago, I literally had Ken going over the fuel system on the car. We're doing all the plumbing on the fuel system, getting it ready. I said, listen, man, I bought a $3,000 fuel tank for this thing. It's all injected. Pull out the fuel pump because I knew who the last employee was to put it together, and I wasn't too confident about it. I wasn't feeling 100%. So pull out the fuel pump, pull out the sending unit that tells the gauge, you know, whether you're at empty, quarter tank, half tank, three quarter, full, whatever it is. I said, pull those two components out of the tank. I want to confirm that they were installed properly. Your instructions are in the trunk. Sit down, take it apart. Act like no one else has ever worked on the car, totally ignore it, and go through it. Sure enough, you get the thing apart, all the internal pieces are broken. So now I have to buy all new parts, and they were all brand new. They've never even started.
That's the quality of people on the workplace today. The BEM driver, Mark Hoffman, says, everybody go out and check out the BEM car, man. Mark's saying he's found a rolling chassis. We need to get all that thing down here in the off-season, get it assembled back on the track so we've got an all-new look. This week, Tom Lloyd, he thought that Big Money did all the office work through his own eyelids.
Yeah, he just sits out there and, like, plucks away with his fingers and toenails.
He does, man. Big Money's a great dude. So, yes, but these cars take time. We get these things
in here. Well, they do if you want quality, man.
You know, junk boxes in here from other facilities. You took, you know, you're just now, Bub, just now, yesterday, released a $600,000 car that's been here to over 2 years because every time you turned around, there was something else wrong with it.
Yeah, you know, and that's just what it is, man. That's what it takes. It's, you know, when you're building stuff, especially, man, when you are creating something that is one-off, unique, and its kind, there's no book for this stuff. There's no preset skill set. You're not using computers to try to figure out what's wrong with your car. You're not dropping off a car to a dealership for a check engine light because the gas cap seal's bad. You're not, you know, this is all stuff that is an art and it's a skill. And please take your stuff if you think you can get it done faster and go find somebody else on the other corner of the street and see if they're going to
pay $80 an hour and see what you really come out with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hacked up junk, dude.
Exactly. Because I can tell you one thing.
It's going to be just Band-Aids everywhere, dude.
Yep.
That's all it is.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you cut the staff back because the quality is so poor at what was being done. Now, fortunately, we'd catch those quality-related problems before it went out of here.
Yeah.
You know, and we'd go through and fix them. But you can't pay people on a weekly basis over and over and over again for that quality, for you to have to go through and touch the car.
Well, and that's why I'd rather not. I'd rather just deal with a little bit of frustration from clients that are upset that, of course, in full honesty, things take forever, man. But when they're done, dude, it's, you know, that's it. It's just, you know, you clean that slate, you clear it off, and, you know, you deliver these cars in 100% fashion. And that's what people want. You know, they want something that, when you hand it over to them, you get not only the satisfaction of the either improvements, the upgrades, you know, maybe the restoration, the build, maybe it's just a wheel and tire combo, maybe it's a stance, you know, maybe it's just a basic freaking service. And, you know, maybe client comes in for something basic. Maybe it's a brand new Mercedes that they've got the tire pressure lights on and the change oil soon light is on and the seatbelt light is on. And it's like you get into that car, and as from the client's point of view, they've got every freaking bell and whistle going off and light flashing in their face. So they just want a quick service to fix all those little problems. One day job turns around and the client's perfectly satisfied. That's what you want. You want to make sure that the satisfaction is there, whether it's quick, whether it's slow. You always want to shoot for quick, but you don't want to go so quick that you rush it and you get a poor quality job in the end. And let me tell you, that happens. We just had it happen with one of the other Marlins players not too long ago for a recall on a brand new Jeep.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? It's a freaking joke. I took it down there for something that should have been done. They had an appointment. It was set to go. Told me everything was ready to go, dropped it off, had to coordinate because it's about 20 miles stretch from the stadium to the dealer.
And it was back and forth, back and forth. Well, three times back and forth. And the dealer finally called at 10 o'clock at night when they were closing, literally 10 o'clock at night, said, sorry, we couldn't get the recall done. The parts weren't here for yours. It's like, well, you couldn't have told me that this morning I dropped it off.
But God forbid we take time and do the job right. Slow it down and do the job right.
Yeah.
And every project we get in here, and that is literally, Bob, why we're phasing out of the classic car and hot rod industry, because there's no true appreciation for how hard we work. Every job that we do on the classic car side or the hot rod side is truly a loss.
Yeah.
It's a loss for us.
Well, big time, you know, because you get into it and before you know it, you're knees deep in something that was supposed to be what you could project a 2-hour job if nobody else had ever modified it in the past. And you don't know what people have gotten into when you're working with older stuff, man. You're working with stuff that's super, super, super old, but man, it was probably back in 1950 getting modified the day after it came home from some guy back then that wanted to chop it up and put some mufflers on it or something.
Yeah.
You know, some glass packs or straight pipes, or just at that starting point there, 50, 60, 70 years ago, it was already getting dicked up.
And in the case of this X1, $675,000 car, 3 years to get it out of here. Client was very, very happy. Ladies and gentlemen, go look at it on the Facebook page. It's all out there. It's a beautiful car.
Yeah.
But one person could do the job. That's you. There's only one you, Bob.
Yeah.
Period. And you're not a person who allows a lot of rushing to go on. In fact, you don't.
Oh, no chance, man. I'll slow it down even more if you push me.
That's exactly right.
Because I'm not going to rush the quality. I'm not changing the quality of what I'm building.
That's right.
I'd rather say, guess what? Here's all your
pick
stuff.
Up your
pick
car,
it up.
Get it out of here.
Take
and that's what we've been doing
take
lately.
It. Yeah. Honestly, take it.
It's just, it's not worth
I'm
it.
I'm not rushing my quality because I'm not going to let, I guarantee you this much. You go try to Google something on me that says anything about quality. Bet it won't happen.
Bet it won't happen.
Bet it won't happen.
Yep.
Because no chance.
Everything you do is 110%.
Yep.
And I just have no desire. And that's literally why we're closing out that phase of the business. People are not appreciative. They don't understand the time.
Yeah.
They don't understand the overall.
That's not worth
that
it, too.
To. It's not.
Plain and simple, man. Plain and simple.
It's just not.
No.
So we're closing that. There's a lot of big things, though, that we're changing over. But look at, ladies and gentlemen, that beautiful GTX one. His car is now fixed after being at five other places. Sure, it took us almost 3 years, man.
That thing draws a serious set of head turning.
Yep.
I mean, when
like
I took that car out
for the
QC drive yesterday, I took it out. I cruised it for about 20 miles, took it to the gas station, filled it up with some fresh 100 octane, man. That's what we've got down here in South Florida. Beautiful, makes these high performance cars run insane. Smells incredible, by the way. Especially when you bump that up into like a 110, if you've got some 5 gallon drums,
yep.
but you know, we get these things out, we run them, we cruise them. And that's where it all pays off, man. When you're cruising rides on the street that look like they just don't even belong. They're either, you know, they look like they're Matchbox cars. They look like they're SEMA show winners. It's, you know, that's when you're building stuff that's like, holy crap. Like, you know, a lot of people, I thought about this last night. There was a guy that I scrolled past on Instagram on some channel I follow. And it was of like a BMW M3, right? With like a full carbon package, like a matte bronze, all carbon. And some guy that like posts on his Instagram feed that he was like, holy crap, look at this insane ride. You know, and I'm thinking like, dude, it was up in Pennsylvania. You could see the tag on the highway. So I'm like, yeah, you know, that's about all you got up there is you might find one or two rare looking BMWs that are mass production up there on the road. Down here, man, you're rolling with rides that are insane looking.
Yeah.
You know, everything north of, you know, 300, 400, 500 plus, you know, $1 million, $2-3 million. You know, Paganis and, you know, rides that just don't look like they should even be on the street. So to stand out in that kind of crowd is something to really do.
And now, Bob, you factor in, by the way, the BEM driver, Mark Hoffman, check out Mark Hoffman, MarkHoffman. Check out his Facebook page. You'll see the BEM car out there. Great looking car, man. He says, if he's not mistaken, he's seen that yellow X1 up there in Bowie, Maryland. Not for the last 3 years. Been here with us.
No chance.
And that's a modern car, Bob.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy too, man. It's because that car, you know, you can see those cars, the GTs everywhere. You know, they were a super, super iconic car. And it's funny because you can't even get your hands on a new Ford GT unless you know the true history of these Ford GTs.
That's
you actually have
you
to
have
do
to
questionnaires
know.
And
that's
you have
right.
to fill out summaries and essays about the original Ford GTs to even get qualified in line to get your hands on a purchase of a brand new one. Pretty crazy.
That's right. But if you take your time, Bob, everybody will come and say, I'm a thief or I've done something wrong or this.
Well,
that,
of course,
other.
Always.
Right. I document and document and document and document everything, man.
Yep.
Everything we do far exceeds anything we've ever brought into our doors, man. So I'm not worried about it. It's all good, man. It's all good. Let people talk their negativity, man.
Always.
You know, if you got 100 grand, bring 100 grand to the table and we'll move you up in front and do it for you even faster. How's that?
Yeah.
Right. I was thinking about that this morning. for all the people that complain, we're down to what, 6 cars. We've moved everything else out now, Bub. We're down to 6 final restaurants, the balance of that, right?
Yep.
So, you know what? I'll pay people who want to pay me more to stay longer and work harder. I'll be glad to do it.
Hey man, people do it all the time. We have custom cut wheels. We do. And the, one of the wheel companies we deal with, man, it's, your average build time on wheels, 4 to 6 weeks right out of the gate, sometimes longer depending on the order time. You can honestly, and it's as arrogant as it gets, right on the website, you can go look the company up, man, right on their website. We'll say, if you want them faster than that, guess what? Each week faster is an extra grand.
That's exactly
right. And that's what it is. They're literally bumping someone else out of line,
yep,
which is making them money naturally. And you want to get to the front of that line, you're going to have to pay to do it.
That's exactly right.
It's crazy that that's the way it works, but people are out there freaking doing it. You want your wheels in 1 to 2 weeks? Well,
of course, you're gonna have to pay if we say something like grand. That, it's wrong. Everybody run to the cops and say we did something wrong.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Who cares?
How about screw them. Yeah, screw them. That's right. Exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it. The number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. And we thank you for joining us. We are the father and son car building team, the award-winning this year, SEMA 17, Bub, and the award-winning father and son car building team that won't be stopped, Bub.
Nah.
Beautiful work, man, on that GTX one. Congratulations, Bub. Another phenomenal job.
Yep. I got to get to work in the shop now anyways.
Right on, man. Ladies and gentlemen, till Monday at 11 a.m. where you can join us live on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page. We wish you a very, very happy, happy weekend. Mark Hoffman, please be safe out there driving the number 12 BEM car tonight. We want to hear from you. Again, I'd like to have you call in and do weekly segments with us, if you would, giving us an update. Ladies and gentlemen, around the world, thank you. Jack Bias out there in Canada. I mean, Lou and Hayden out there in the Ozarks. My beautiful bride, people all around the world, thank you for making us number one. I think we're going to be also adding another podcast platform that wants to join us here over the next week as well, Bub.
All right.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose on the internet, ladies and gentlemen. MissOutlawBoutique.com. Orange County Choppers are choppers.
Done Bubba style.
How about, Bub? What do we got sitting right
here, man? Suds Direct, boy.
Suds Direct, baby. The complete line of detailing product.
That's instagram.com/SudsDirect as well.
There it is.
Insane stuff.
We're going to be actually on the face of those. We'll be the face of those products, Bob.
Maybe me.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to look at yours anymore.
Me, you, and Diesel, man.
Yours is already all over the place anyways.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, it sure is. But every one of those people who helped do that, Bob, they're going to see the backside of
who
that
cares?
Legally. No, I care because I'm tired of letting people do that to me.
Yeah.
Especially when it's unfair. And
you're playing with children, dude.
Yeah,
immature little children.
Yeah,
who cares?
Right. That's right. But the fact is, we have legal rights too, and that's what those people overlook.
Don't worry. Karma's going to take care of it.
Oh, no. Well, that's what all the legal meetings were for this week, Bub.
Yep, I know.
We have rights as well. So, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, till Monday at 11 o'clock, right here on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the door for somebody whose hand's full. Let's put shoes on somebody's feet that have holes in the bottom of them. You see a homeless person standing there at the corner with a sign that says they're hungry, Sitco, 7-Eleven. Buy them a power bar and a protein drink. It's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. Until Monday, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style.